Welcome to the Living Word Assemblies of God Toronto podcast. As the Bible says in Hebrews 4:12, the Word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to the dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Yes, it is the complete human experience. So relax and re-energize yourself with this powerful word.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. So grateful to the Lord for being here with you. Amen. I believe the Lord has something for us this morning. I want to say a very big thank you to Reverend and the wife. God bless you and the family. Thank you to the church board, the rest of the executive members of the church. May the Lord bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe I'm here just to add to what the Lord has been doing in and through his servants. Amen. Just a little. And I thank him so much for giving him his pulpit to minister. Amen. Shall we have a word of prayer? Great God of wonders, we are thankful and grateful to you this morning. We've gathered again. We look forward that you will revive, empower, quicken, and cause us to step out of this auditorium with a kind of revelation and anointing. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost. It's a Pentecostal Sunday. Amen. And Pentecost reminds us of the day the church was officially inaugurated. Hallelujah. And as believers, we need to strike constant acquaintance with the Spirit. In our society today, we are faced with a lot of forces and powers, demon-infected agents. Without the anointing, without the touch of the Spirit, we can't make it. If we look forward to lead a consistent, challenging Christian life, then there is the need for us to strike constant acquaintance with the Spirit in order to operate in the higher spiritual level. Hallelujah. This morning, I want to share with you on the subject, the importance of the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Baptism in the Holy Spirit must not be confused with the initial regeneration, which takes place in a person that accepts Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. He can be regenerated and indwelt by the Spirit, but miss the actual baptism. Unlike the process of regeneration, baptism by the Holy Spirit is not required for salvation. But it's important. This morning, even as we celebrate another day of Pentecost, I'm going to share with you the reasons why it's important to experience the baptism in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. Already we've read Acts chapter 2. The disciples obeyed the command of their master Jesus, and they waited in the upper room. And the Spirit of the Lord filled them. Jesus gave them a promise. He says, I am going, but I will send the promise of my Father unto you. And as men ready to work for the Lord, they waited in the upper room. For how many days? 10 days. Seriously looking forward to be filled. And thank God the promise of Jesus came into reality. They were filled to the brim. And the Bible says, they spoke in tongues and prophesied. That very moment, that very hour. Under the anointing and the leadings of the Holy Ghost. The baptism is our divine privilege. In the pre-Pentecostal era, the Spirit of the Lord descends upon men. And then after it has accomplished the purpose for which it came upon them, we depart. We see that in the lives of men like Samson in the book of Judges chapter 14 verse 16. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him. And he tore the lion apart as one will have torn apart a young goat. Though he has nothing in his hand, but he did not tell his father or his mother what he had done. Hallelujah. When he met the lion in the bush, the Bible says the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. He's the same Holy Ghost. It's not a different spirit. The Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. And he tore the lion in pieces. That is what the Spirit can do in the life of a common man. If common persons strike acquaintance with the Spirit, you operate in a higher spiritual level. The Holy Ghost baptism makes the ordinary person extraordinary. Why? Because the moment you are baptized, filled with the Spirit, you strike acquaintance with the Lord. And then you kind of have attached with the Spirit. You are connected to heaven. Amen. So your words are filled with fire and power. If we really want to lead a victorious Christian life, we must earnestly seek for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. It's a privilege. In Judges chapter 15, verse 14, when he came to Lehi, the Philistines came shouting against him. Then the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and the robe that were on his arms became like flax that is burned with fire, and his bones broke loose from his hands. The Spirit. Not knowledge, but the Spirit. Hallelujah. If you endure with power from on high, amen, you will come in contact with demon-infected agents, and because you have a touch with God, a connection with heaven, hallelujah, you would definitely beat them small. It's my desire that each and every one of us here will speak in tongues, be fortified with the Spirit. Our hearts and mind ought to be saturated with the Spirit. Amen. I believe God is in control. Many years later, the prophet Joel prophesied that God will pour out his Spirit on all flesh. We know the scripture already. In Joel 2:28 and 29. And it came to pass afterward that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see vision. And also on my men servants and maid servants, I will pour out my Spirit in those days. Hallelujah. This is a prophetic utterance. The prophecy was given long ago, before it came into reality. Hallelujah. Young men of today, do we prophesy in the church? Young ladies of today, have we strike acquaintance with the Lord? Do we prophesy? We must allow the Holy Ghost to take the better part of our lives. Amen. As you become a target to the devil, amen, he will kick you off track anytime. Because if you have not struck acquaintance with the Spirit, you are a lightweight Christian. You need to be filled to the brim and then constantly revive your spirit. Jude 20 says, if you want to build yourself up in the Holy Ghost or in the Spirit, pray in the Holy Ghost. And Brother Paul said, if I speak in tongues, I speak mysteries. We can't overlook it. If you claim to be a Pentecostal Christian, I tell you, you make it akunde behono aye came out. Yes. When it comes to prayer, striking acquaintance with God, come before the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. And you are facing some kind of demons and agents in your way. Hallelujah. Put them on the spiritual co-port in the morning, afternoon, and in the evening. And then begin to yende ketunde beko. Hi. Mbasuke. Emini watiki. Baye mye sokube tonde. Yemia. Ulimika. Mando wakonda basaka. This is the time. If you are not baptized with the Holy Ghost, I challenge you. But this is the time. Strike acquaintance with the Lord. And make sure you have a touch with the Spirit of the Lord. Leave an indelible mark in your family. As we celebrate 100 years of Pentecostalism in Canada. If you have not been baptized, today is your day. And make up your mind that the moment you start prayer, hallelujah, you will strike, move from downcast state to lamplight in the realms of the Spirit. You see, Kita Monday, the Spirit must catapult you from downcast state to lamplight. Quickly. Don't wait for anybody. This is the time. Amen. So these scriptures miss it a divine privilege that we must all seek endlessly. Endlessly. Hallelujah. Why is it important for us to be baptized in the Holy Ghost? Because the baptism is a source of power. It's a source of power. In Acts chapter 1 verse 8, like I said, all these scriptures, Reverend has really dissected it before. So you know it. We are just rehearsing it. Amen. Acts 1:8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost come upon you. And you shall be witnesses to me. Power. Power. It says what? Power. Not power to fight physical battles or carnal battles. Hallelujah. The power to release spiritual messages into the realms of the Spirit. Making sure that when your spirit senses that there is a kind of spiritual messiah, hallelujah, in the air, in the space around you, hallelujah, you send the Spirit of the Lord, amen, and then quickly the fire of God will intercept that kind of messiah. Oh yes. May that anointing fall on your life. May that spirit fall upon you. Any familiar spirit, negative thoughts, bubbling around your conscience, weakening your effectiveness, I bring it under subjection. Makando! Hey! Ikamini oye, yensonita kamba, komba. If we open up to the Lord will fill us to the brim. You don't ought to live just ordinary Christian life. Spirit-filled, empowered, committed Christian life. Hallelujah. That's what we look for. Amen. It is time. Jesus was baptized. And that very day as he was coming out of the water, the Bible says, the Spirit of the Lord descended upon him. And those around heard a voice. Amen. This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. Praise God. Before he stepped out for his public ministry. Amen. If we want to experience the real presence of God, hallelujah. Like I said, constant acquaintance with the Spirit will do it. Amen. The disciples had to be clothed with the same power to continue the mission of Jesus. Amen. They ought to be clothed with that power in order to continue the ministry. So you look at Luke chapter 24, verse 49. He said, behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye are endued with power from on high. Tarry. Wait. Can. Hallelujah. Wait. Tarry. And so they waited in the upper room. Hallelujah. Not only the disciples, other people who believe, the followers of John the Baptist. Hallelujah. That Jesus, that John introduced Jesus, they followed 120. They were numbered 120. They waited in the upper room. What were they waiting for? Because their master has spoken, giving them a word. He said, tarry. If you really want to continue on this work, this mission work, you need some kind of fire and power. Hallelujah. Amen. This body is just clay. If we depend upon it, I want you to know, we are just polishing clay. If we really want to have intimate relationship with God, hallelujah, like I have said, just open up, be filled with the Spirit, and God will move you from ordinary to extraordinary. We come in contact with a lot of people. Now, before they boarded the plane, hallelujah, they've made some kind of consultations. Hallelujah. And so, why is she here? People are moving to and fro for them, consulting other forces. And so, if you are here and you did not do any such thing, but you've landed here safely, amen. You must know. Look, let me tell you, the very day you surrendered your totality to the Lord Jesus, that very day you entered into constant spiritual battle with the devil, whether you like it or not. And those you are battling with them, you can't see them physical. They are spiritual. Sometimes it's an inflammation. Look, it is time. Strike acquaintance with God. Amen. And then make up your mind that when you call for fire, fire will come. And you command in the name of Jesus, release spiritual ministers into the realms of the spirit. And make sure that any familiar spirit that crosses your way, hallelujah, will be crushed and intercepted. You need the baptism. Hallelujah. We need a baptism. The baptism of the Holy Spirit generates boldness. In Acts chapter 2, 22 to 24. This man was coward. Peter. Before the crucifixion, this is the same man who denied Jesus. See, I don't know him. Hey. I don't know him. He rejected Jesus. But when the Holy Ghost came upon him, hallelujah, he stood before the people who crucified his master. Amen. And then he preached the word of God with fire and anointing. Hallelujah. Just some of the words he said or he used. Amen. Acts chapter 2, 22. Amen. Acts 2, 22. He said, men of Israel, hear these words, Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested by God to you by miracle, wonders and signs, which God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves also know, him being delivered by the determined purpose and foreknowledge of God, you have taken by lawless hands, have crucified and put to death. I like that. You have taken by lawless hearts. You see the way Peter is talking now? Amen. He is standing on something. The man has received a kind of spirit. So he sees them as grasshoppers. He says, there's a look. Hallelujah. By lawless hearts. And you kill him. Amen. But he has been approved by God. He received that kind of boldness and courage. So he went with boldness and then deliver the word. It is time for Christians to be baptized, filled with the baptism, so that you can walk majestically, comfortably, gorgeously, with your chest up, believing and trusting, hallelujah, that you have a kind of unique relationship with the Spirit of the Lord. Heaven is ready. I prophesy that boldness into your life, that from today, any familiar spirit threatening your life must be subject to you. In the name of Jesus, may the kingdom of Abakata Sunday. Mikino Yatande, Mafuki Matanda. It is time. The Holy Ghost does a lot of things now. This is the time. There ought to be a turning point in our lives as individual believers. This is the time. Hallelujah. He gives boldness. In fact, boldness is an indispensable characteristic of any effective ministry. If you are not bold, forget. But it will not come on a silver platter. You must have constant relationship with the Spirit. Amen. Look, our Master Jesus says something. He says something in Luke chapter 13. Amen. Luke chapter 13. Verse 32. Now he said to them, go, tell that fox, behold, I cast out demons and perform cures tomorrow and tomorrow. He said, today and tomorrow. And the third day, I shall be perfected. Tell that fox. Praise God. The uncircumcised, people who have not any knowledge concerning deeper spiritual things, the opposers, accusers. He said, go and tell Jesus to leave our town. Hallelujah. Amen. And then the master sent a word. He said, go and tell that fox. Now, fox. Praise God. Hallelujah. Go and tell that fox, rat, that I am doing what? Oh, I like that. That I cast out demons and perform cures. Tomorrow, today and tomorrow. And the third day, I shall be perfected. And let me finish. Finish it. He said, go and tell him. I'm casting out demons and I will heal people. Hallelujah. In the third day, I'll be perfected. His early ministry will come to an end, and then he will be perfected. Very strong kind of stamp. Praise God. It is time. If you want to be more courageous, I will challenge you. Open up. Receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And if you are an ordinary person, God will make you extraordinary. May the Lord inject into your system the fire and the power, greater unction and anointing. Receive the power of God. Receive the Spirit of God. If there is any satanic demonic covenant in your family connected to you, suppressing you, I break it. I nullify it. I kick against it. I dismantle it. Be free in the name of Jesus. May the anointing of the Lord do a deeper work in your life. This is the time. Amen. The baptism in the Holy Spirit brings divine power. Divine power. Amen. This is God's word. Divine power. Divine power. In Acts chapter 3, verse 6 to 8, we know of Peter. When Peter got to the beautiful gate with John, a man who has been there for years begging for alms, lifted up his eyes and was begging for money from Peter. And then Peter said, look, silver and gold I do not have. But what I have, I will give it to you. Today, a fisherman is saying, I don't have gold, I don't have silver, but what I have, I will give it to you. Fisherman. Amen. Because he has received some kind of anointing because of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And then he said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Ma. And the Bible says he held him by the hand. The man's ankle bones received strength. Hallelujah. So he jumped on his feet and walked comfortably, majestically, dancing around. Hallelujah. May the Lord lift you from downcast day to lamplight. If any familiar spirit is monitoring your movement, I send the judgment of God against them. In the name of Jesus. If even you have been put in the bottle this morning because of the anointing, I break that bottle. In the name of Jesus. I set your mind loose. Any negative thoughts bubbling around your conscience, weakening your spiritual effectiveness, I intercept it. Mahakanda. Baptism in the Holy Ghost, very important. Very, very important. Power. Again, in Acts chapter 13, 6 to 12. Amen. When Paul was on his missionary journey, Sergius Paulus, a governor, was itching and willing. He's a man of authority. Amen. But he realized that he lacked something. And so he went. He sent. He said, go, call them for me. And when they came to him and were ministering the word, the Bible says, Elymas, by Jesus, the sorcerer, was turning the mind of the governor from receiving the word. Paul, under the anointing and the power, he has already been baptized in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And so the gift of the Spirit has been introduced into his life. So he operates in the gifts. So through the power of the Holy Ghost into the realms of the Spirit, hallelujah, he saw that this man is turning the hearts of the governor. And look at the way he addressed him. Oh, you child of the devil. Enemy of all righteousness, listen to me. A mist will fall on you, and you will not be able to see for a moment. So you make a quick and call your moment. Moment then more science now. No one hallelujah. Sorry for that. Amen. Amen. He said for a moment. When I read that, he look. I should have been there at that time. It will be forever. He said, for a moment. And then right there, the Bible says, a mist fell on the sorcerer. And he became blind, seeking somebody to lead him. Power. 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 Say power. 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 Say today, I revive my spirit. I receive infilling. I will speak in tongues. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I believe. Oh, be open-hearted and open-minded. The Lord must touch your life. I will be done in a moment and we will strike acquaintance with the Lord. Hallelujah. Paul said, when I speak in tongues, I speak mysteries. Don't make up your mind. You want to understand before you speak. You'll be lacking behind. Hallelujah. You need the baptism. Those of us who have already been filled, we need to be infilled, refilled, quickened, stir the spirit. Hallelujah. For time factor. Amen. Is that the same Peter? This fisherman has become popular. Yes. Just because he has heard, he has been baptized in the Holy Ghost. And the Bible says, his shadow in Acts 5, 15 and 16, the shadow of Peter was healing the sick. Shadow. Now, what was in the shadow? Praise God. Hallelujah. Some of us, if you shake hands with us and you have negative thoughts, you will go home and cry. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Amen. I can't remember when I was at the Bible College open. Amen. My mom comes from Anamabu. So sometimes when I go, old lady will tell me, hey, Kweku, you can't want more namachi wa ya manwe. He knows some of them. Amen. And some of the fish, hallelujah, they flied it. And then where they created, we training was in Namanara or Sro. The fish is smiling because the way it's been designed. Hallelujah. But I remembered, because Samson had a problem. I remembered. My mother says, the moment the fish is given to you, drop it before you get to the school compound. Say you. So when they give it to me, I drop it. Hallelujah. I'm not saying the entire family is infected with demons, but I have to be wise. Hallelujah. Praise God. It is time. Amen. The shadow of Peter healed the sick. Sometimes when I shake hands with some of the family members, what is he doing? So, some baby, I'm feeling some pain. Mm-hmm. Some of them, they are strongholds. Hallelujah! It is time. It's time. It's time. Oh, hallelujah. Let me jump and then quickly touch this area so that we can spend time in prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to know that you are a candidate according to Acts chapter 2, 38 and 39. You are a candidate for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Acts chapter 2, 38 and 39. Amen. Peter. Again. Hallelujah. What happened there? When men were surprised that these men are speaking different languages, they became confused. And some of them had a change of mind. And then Peter told them, he said, look, this promise is unto you, unto your children, and as many as the Lord our God shall call. Those are far off. Those are far off. We the Gentiles are far off. Amen. That is why you and I blow in tongues today. Kama otokoma. Hallelujah. And the moment you start speaking in tongues, you see yourself in a different level altogether. Amen. May the Lord lift you from downcast state to lamplight. Hallelujah. I say you are a candidate. So you need not fear. You need to have faith to receive it. You must have thirst for it. You must hunger for it. You must ask for it. In Luke 11, 13, hunger, you must have hunger for it. You must desire it. Hey man, you must desire it. You must do the speaking yourself. Those of us who went to Sunday school, hallelujah. You open your mind and then do the speaking. Then the Holy Ghost will minister. Hallelujah. You will speak in that language. The initial evidence is very important. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me read this last one. Acts chapter 19, verse 2, 6 and 7. Acts 19, 2, 6 and 7. And then we will enter into prayer. 19. Amen. 2. He said to them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believe? So they said to him, we have not so much as heard whether there is a Holy Spirit. And he said to them, into what then were you baptized? So they said, into John's baptism. Then Paul said, John indeed baptized with the baptism of repentance, and to the people that they should believe on him who will come after him, that is, on Christ. And when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord. Now listen. And when Paul has laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. Now, the men were about 12 in all. They've not heard about it. It's Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Since you believe, have you received the Holy Ghost? See, we have not heard it. A story was told that a Chinese man came in contact with a believer, and he was telling him, asking him, do you know Jesus? He says, oh, I don't know him. But if you give me the sample, I can manufacture it. Just give me the sample, and I will manufacture it for you. God have mercy. Manufacture Jesus. He doesn't know Jesus. In this particular portion of scripture, these men have believed. When Paul asked them, he said, no. Holy Ghost, we have not heard that there is something called Holy Ghost. Oh, and then he gave them a kind of, just scratch the surface, how they can receive. And the people accepted the word. And the Bible says, when Paul laid his hands on them, they received the Holy Ghost baptism. That people who have not heard it, they received the Holy Ghost baptism, they speak in tongues, and did what? Prophesied, operated in the gift. Hallelujah. Shall we humbly be on our feet?
Thank you for your time. We pray that this message will continue to be a blessing in your life. Please visit us at livingwordag.org or whenever you are in the Greater Toronto Area, Ontario, Canada. This podcast is made possible through your generous donations. God bless you and keep you. Join us again soon.